Yo, welcome back, bitches. It's almost Christmas. It's actually almost Thanksgiving.
Hey.
Put some respect on Thanksgiving.
Fuck all those motherfuckers that have their Christmas trees up right now.
Hey, you know what? You forgot our crowd too. Happy Thanksgiving to all my niggas out there too. You just said bitches. You gotta say bitches and niggas.
Oh.
Yeah, we here back with another episode.
Okay. First of all, Alfie, fuck you. Let me put my Christmas up when I want to put my Christmas up. My Christmas tree up.
Like, brother man.
What's up?
It's not even fucking Thanksgiving yet.
You haven't even
carved your turkey. You haven't even smelt that shit.
I don't give a fuck.
It's not Christmas.
It's not Christmas, but I could put my tree up.
That's fucked up. Why didn't you put a turkey up then? A cornucopia.
Oh, that's true.
Shit. No love for Thanksgiving. You're supposed to thanks
chroma chromacopia. Shout out my boy Tyler.
Weak.
Weak?
Weak.
Why is that weak? Huh? Tell me why that's weak.
It's Tyler, the creators of booty cheeks.
Nah. Did you guys ever draw cornucopias in elementary?
What the fuck is that?
You don't know what the cornucopia is?
The fucking shit that has all the fruit in it.
The shit that... do they have a cornucopia on the fucking fruit of the loom?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Do they?
They do. I'm pretty sure.
That fucking conito looking thing.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I do. Was mine a good one? Nah, I'm not an artist like that.
No, I remember they just always gave us like coloring pages and we had to color them. And I always wanted to be a rebel, so I always colored it wrong colors.
Hard. Okay, you get two choices to color. Are you taking the cornucopia or the turkey?
The turkey.
Hard.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't even know exactly what a cornucopia is. What is that, like a plant?
It's just my boy.
Like, is it man-made?
Isn't it just like a fruit basket? I
don't know what the fuck it even is. Like, I know what it is, but I don't know what it is.
There's only one way to find out, bro. We could look it up.
A horn-shaped container. Historically, a goat's horn.
Also, it's not man-made.
Filled with fruits, vegetables, and other goods.
So, is it just like... a fruit basket, or like, I know what you're saying, but is it like, I don't fucking know.
I don't know. All I know is it's originating from Greek and Roman mythology.
But I don't think it's a fruit basket
because I don't think it necessarily holds it.
Well, have you seen the fruit baskets? Like, you know, when people put shit in a fruit basket. It looks like, you know, like those wooden ones?
Brother, huh?
Fuck you, dude. You know what I mean. Because look, okay. He's got a little cornucopia right there.
Okay.
Is it just for decor or
I think or that's up? Why. I think it's just for the look. Because you always see when a cornucopia is like, you know, displayed, it's always like the fruit is like spilling out.
Yeah. It symbols abundance, I guess.
And prosperity.
Live long and prosper.
Use. I want to look. Cornucopia use.
Often as a decorative centerpiece. Overflowing with seasonal fruits, flowers, and grains.
Yeah. And it's associated with Thanksgiving to symbolize abundance and a bountiful harvest.
Damn.
Shit.
So where's your cornucopia?
I don't have one, but I can get one, bro, just for you. How about that?
No, but I don't want it. I want you to get it for you.
I don't want it for me. You're the one that wants it for me.
Nah.
I still have my pumpkin. Look at it.
But that's Halloween, fool.
No, that could also not go necessarily. For Thanksgiving,
that
though,
could
too.
Be look, that it, could be Thanksgiving. It, don't get me wrong.
It's fall.
No, I get it. I get it.
Because
but pumpkins are more associated with Halloween.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like pumpkins are more associated with fall in general.
Nah.
Yes, because you, when you think of like the leaves falling, the leaves crunching, fucking
okay,
the,
ASMR?
The wind blowing pumpkins, pumpkin spice latte. I'm saying, bro.
He had to say the latte.
I mean, what's in that latte? Pumpkin spice.
Milk.
Bitches be looking forward to pumpkin spice all year long.
Who? Who looks forward to it? Bitches.
Yeah. What's your fucking point? It's still associated with fall. Damn. Fall all bitches.
Right. Fall bitches.
What you mean, bro? They don't grow out of the ground.
Me personally, I like summer bitches.
What? Yeah. What's the summer one? Is there summer things?
Beaches.
Mimosas or what?
Beaches. Sundresses.
Oof.
I guess you could say mimosas too.
Okay, okay. Anyways, happy Thanksgiving. Or whatever. But what are you looking at, Alfred?
Nothing.
Tell me what you're looking at, buddy.
I'm just looking at your Christmas tree.
What's wrong with it?
That you got put up like X amount of days early.
Okay. What are you looking at exactly?
I'm just looking at it, bro.
Are you looking at my ornaments?
Low key.
Which one?
iStyle license plate.
Oh, yeah. That's the white.
You're not looking at the Coca-Cola can one?
That's mine.
Wait, where?
Look at the top.
Hard as fuck. I don't even care that you have the tree up now. I don't give a fuck. You know what? I'm glad you have that tree.
Thank you, bro.
All of a sudden, you're switching it up. Nah, what happened to stay in your lane? Stay in your lane, dog.
To fucking Coke. I need one.
Anyways, guys, I have a question before we get into the nitty gritty of today. I just have a question I have to get out of the way. It was a request from a fellow follower. Me and Eric know this person.
Is it who I think it is?
Eric definitely knows this person.
Oh, I definitely know.
Hey, but okay, no, I'm just kidding.
Fucking Venom or what?
That's what I'm saying.
Anyways, I'm gonna ask this, but to preface it, I did not think of this question. Because y'all be saying I be asking some gay shit. This was not from
me. This wasn't a work conversation?
It kind of was, but it wasn't.
A lot of gay shit be spreading around your work.
But it didn't come from me. It didn't come from me. It was a question that came up, and I was told to ask viewers. It.
But yeah. It's still gay.
No, this one's gay, bro. Okay. You guys ready for the question? Really simple. Really simple. Let's hear it. Okay. Being gay means you like the same sex, right? Like the same gender.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it gay to touch yourself? Really think about that one.
You know, I've gotten asked that before too. And yes and no.
I have my answer.
Or well, let's see.
I want you to tell me.
Yes, it's gay because you're touching your winky. You're touching, but you're not touching a winky. You're touching your winky. So it's not gay because you're touching your winky, because how else are you gonna pee, you know? Type shit, you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. But that's not the logic I will go with personally.
Alright, what's your logic?
Well, because this
let's hear Alf's logic.
I can't say it's gay.
Why? You think everything is gay.
I can't say it's
Mr.
gay.
Mr. No Homo?
Because that's gay.
That's yourself doing it. or else that means you would have been gay from birth, right?
No. You touch yourself birth?
You don't know what the fuck you were doing as a baby? Off? Doesn't babies slap themselves?
Okay, yeah, but we're talking about whacking yourself. Like whacking it, bro.
Whacking myself.
Like whack-a-mole, choking the chicken type shit.
I mean, it depends on what you whacking off to.
Exactly. That's the right answer. Because what Eric said, you said it because it's yourself, right?
Yeah, because it's yourself. It's
you're touching winky, your own winky.
Yeah, not someone else's winky.
But this was the question to that answer, because somebody said that. And their backup question was, so it's not gay if you suck your own dick. Is that gay?
No, that's gay.
Why is that gay? It's because, your own dick.
Because at that point,
because that's your logic, right?
Well, yeah, no, because it's gay to have a dick in your mouth. At that point,
is it not gay? It's not gay to have a dick in your hand.
Oh, you know
exactly.
Dick in a pumpkin.
But I think it's gayer for you to have a dick, regardless whose dick it is, yours or someone else's.
Gay and then gayer.
But I don't know. Like I was thinking about, okay, yeah, that makes sense now. But I think if you were to suck your own dick, that would just automatically make you gay because you sucked a dick, even if it was yours.
You fucking Mr. Incredible or what?
I get what you're saying. I don't know, bro. I feel like it's kind of like a... There's no right answer, bro.
Look.
Sucking, like, it's not.
Sucking your own dick? Yeah, that's pretty gay. It's but, like, you know, whacking off? As long as you're not whacking off to some gay shit, then, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like every young nigga going through puberty, they're going to whack it off. And if anyone says no, that fucking cap. But it's one thing to say, oh, yeah, bro, I fucking jerked off to fucking Violet Myers.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know, but fucking... No.
He said, I don't
know.
No. Yeah.
No.
You don't know who it is. Hey. Oh, fucking sick, bro.
My boy reviewed one of his faves.
No, because look.
Who's that, Eric?
One of the homies, Luis. You know the Luis.
Okay.
He always talking about that bitch, Violet Myers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me tell
anyways,
you.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, my boy got a lot of miles on that bitch. But show.
Is that your favorite, bro? Huh? Is that your number one?
Top three or what?
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Alexis Texas is like the top
really?
Three.
Alexis Texas. Hey, no homo, bro. I know a lot of niggas that put Alexis Texas on top.
No way, bro.
Yeah.
Overrated as fuck, bro.
Okay, anyway, so yeah, it's...
He didn't like that. He's trying to change the subject so low-key.
But I'm just trying to see my point, all right? Okay. If you fucking... If a little nigga, right, you're fucking 13, little nigga comes up to you, oh, yeah, I just fucking wanked it to Violet Myers.
Now, what the fuck would they tell you that?
I don't know, nigga. But anyways, but that's besides the point, okay? Okay, you're going to think, Diddy like, vibes. Oh, nigga, like, what the fuck, why are you telling me that, right?
Yeah.
But if a nigga came up to you and said, yeah, bro, I suck my own dick, for me at least, I'm going to automatically assume, nigga, you gay. Why the fuck you sucking your own dick?
Facts. That's very good logic, Eric.
Violet Myers top five, though.
Who?
Violet Myers top five, though.
Top five. I don't know who that is.
Look her up.
No, I'm just kidding. I know who it is. She aight.
Only because I don't know their names. Other than fucking Mia Khalifa. But Mia Khalifa aight.
Mia Khalifa. What you mean, bro? She doesn't want to be known as a... She doesn't want to be known as a star like that.
Crazy word.
Mia Khalifa.
Dang, bro. You got all of the top tier ones.
Bro, was I the only one who thought Mia Khalifa was related to Wiz Khalifa?
And Loki, I thought so too.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty valid.
Whose real name is Khalifa? Who's the real Khalifa?
I don't know. I don't think Wiz Khalifa is Wiz Khalifa.
Or they're both fake Khalifas.
Let me see. You look up Mia, I'll look up Wiz. I don't want my history. Let's see.
Mia's Khalifa real name is Sarah Jo Chamon.
Chamon? You think she Michael Jackson and shit? This is Wiz Khalifa's real name. Cameron Jibril Thomas.
Just when I was about to tell you, oh, he doesn't have a black name. Jabril.
Okay, when did... Nah, you know who's the real Khalifa?
Who?
Wiz, because she didn't... Mia Khalifa didn't become Mia Khalifa until October
2014. Why is Wiz Khalifa named Wiz Khalifa?
When did Wiz start? Like 2012?
I want to say around there. Her stage name combines her dog's name, Mia, with the name of the rapper Wiz Khalifa.
Wait, what?
Oh, for real? So she does fuck with Wiz Khalifa.
I guess.
Ah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, she entered the pornographic film industry in October 2014 and adopted her stage name around that time. How did she get it? Her stage name was created by combining the name of her dog, Mia, with the same name of the rapper, Wiz Khalifa.
Fresh.
Oh, so that means Wiz Khalifa, the OG Khalifa.
Definitely. Yeah. Yep. Wiz is a shortened version of wisdom, reflecting his talent and skill from a young age. And Khalifa is an Arabic word for successor, a name given to him by his Muslim grandfather. That's the origin of Wiz Khalifa, I guess.
That's why she went with Khalifa. Okay.
I don't know.
All I know is she's like not fucking, like, her people don't really claim her like that.
What do you mean by that?
Her people, you know, her...
Who's her people, man? Her fucking, fans, or yeah, what?
No, her like, family.
her family, you know, her race, like, her...
Yeah, her race, her race. School. Her race. This thing said tribe. No, her race wasn't really fucking with her because, like, that's against their, like, moral aspects type shit, you know? So they were like Mia Khalifa? Nah, she ain't one of us.
What do you mean, one of us? Like...
What was she not getting to be a part of?
Her fucking...
Like, her cult or what?
Family, religion, culture. Religion.
Her campo? Her barrio? Her homies?
You know, let me look it up.
What do you mean by that? My boy wasn't ready for all these questions.
Like, he had half a fact. He had to look up the other.
He thought
half.
We was just gonna fucking brush it up. Like, oh, okay, oh, okay.
Oh, good and from not.
Nah.
Hey, Loki.
Oh, he investigating hard right now. Anyways, Alf, what do you think about Mia Khalifa, bro? Mid? 6 out of 10?
Loki? I don't think she's that bad, to be honest with you.
Overrated, huh?
Low key, yeah. Call me crazy. If she didn't have the glasses, she would get lowered more.
Oh, really? You think the glasses add a...
Honestly, yeah.
Some points?
Yeah.
Low key, they do. Without the glasses, she, yeah.
Oh.
But she's not... She's strongly disliked by many religions because of her... Her film industry.
Oh, many religions, huh?
Both Christian and her original faith. Muslim due to her Arab heritage.
Oh,
so she's really Arab?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Like, I thought she was Indian.
Wait, hold on. Can I ask? What is Arab? Is that like
Bin Laden type beat? The people that bombed us.
Is that Bin Laden type beat?
I think.
Oh, okay. Just need to make sure.
Bin Laden, Osama Bin Laden, was Arabian.
Oh, Arab Arabian. Oh. But I didn't know Arab was super Arabian.
Oh, my God.
No lie, bro.
Oh my God. On my brain.
Hey bro, that's the
Hey, Loki though, this nigga kinda he would have been old. That nigga was born in 57, goddamn. 1957.
Bin Laden?
Yeah.
Fresh.
how long? But he got murked a fat minute ago, right?
Yeah. Like, all I remember was fucking my brother Obama was still in the office.
Yeah, I think it was like...
That was like 2012, right?
No, it was like 15, bro. Wasn't it?
No, dude. Well, no. Obama came into the office in 08. To 2012, and then 2012 to 2016.
All right, place your bets.
I want to say it was 2012.
I want to say... Oh, man. When the fuck was J. Cole and Kanye beefing, bro? I want to say like 2015. What did you say?
That's what I just said, too. I said 2015. And he said, nah, nigga.
Oh, my bad, nigga.
He said, nah, nigga.
Yeah, I want to say 2015.
All right, well, we're both wrong. Alf's the closest one. He got murked in 2011.
Mm. See, really? I knew it was a while ago.
May 2nd, 2011.
Yeah, it sounds right. It doesn't sound like it was recent. It was a 5 minutes ago.
Hey, but they buried him at Cedar. What the fuck?
Yeah. So they sent the SEAL Team 6, I guess, right? They had like this whole intricate plan. And Obama was like stressing because he's like, fuck, man, if this don't work out, it's gonna leave a stain on his like presidency. So they planned this whole thing out and he's like, I fucking go through with it. And they got him. And they like wrapped that nigga up and they dumped him in the ocean.
For the fish to eat him or what?
They ain't bring him back though.
Yeah, he gone. Hey, bro. All I'm saying, though, bro.
That was in 2011?
Dude, all I'm saying, though, like, Bin Laden, the homie was a monster, and, you know, he did some terrible things, but damn, do I wish I had that nigga's Wi-Fi speed.
What do you mean?
What do you mean by that?
Homie was uploading videos of decapitations in a fucking dark sandy cave. That Wi-Fi must have gone insane.
My nigga had the fiber optic before that shit was cool.
Yo.
Facts.
He had his own version of fiber.
No, bro. This homie looks old as fuck, man.
It's the beard, bro.
That's the beard. I think he was on, how old was he? I think he was only like 50-ish, right?
When he like 50?
Yeah, I think he was like 50-ish.
55-ish?
When he got murked.
What's your guys' bets?
55. I want to say 58.
Ooh, this one you taking an L, my boy. Elf, you taking an L. Johnny, he was 54.
Damn.
Little side bets going on here. Hey, Rick, I like this, bro. You need to do this more often.
Damn, all his... after the father was killed in 2011, some of his family members were deported to Saudi Arabia.
Fresh.
While others are disappeared or in hiding. His son was killed in 2011 after a raid. Hard. And then another son, Hamza, was killed in U.S. operations in 2017-2019.
Okay. Good soup.
Damn. American sniper type beat.
Yup.
Shout out Rocket Raccoon.
I hate this nigga, bro. Anyways, that's enough about Osama. Let's talk about Obama.
Hold on, real quick. Do you know how many times that homie got shot in the head?
Who?
Osama.
I don't know.
That homie got shot 3 times in the head. God damn.
Oh, only 3? Honestly, I would have expected them to load the clip on him. Like, why lie? Like, I would have expected those fools to have the extended mag attachment and just unload the clip on them.
No more body left?
Nah.
That's crazy, bro.
We can be done with.
We're done with Osama.
Yeah.
Now we can talk about Obama.
Yeah.
Okay. Osama Obama.
Nah, just fine.
Did you change the letter from an S to a B?
Yeah. Obama bin Laden. That's crazy. Hey, Alfie, you good, bro?
He's having an anxiety attack over there, bro.
I hate this thing.
That's a sign of anxiety.
I'm not diagnosed.
Shut the God damn it, dude.
So I don't know if I have anxiety for sure.
Okay, buddy. Okay. You know what? Let's have a lighter-hearted talk. We were talking earlier. Me, Eric, and Alf. The early birds.
A word?
You guys know the world. What is it? World's finest chocolate? World's best chocolate? What is it?
World's finest.
World's finest chocolates. The fundraiser chocolates.
Exclusively to fundraisers.
That's the only place I ever seen them, bro.
Cannot fucking buy them in retailers and nothing.
Can you buy them on Amazon?
I don't think you can buy them anywhere.
Really?
What's the name of them?
I think it's
World's called finest World's Finest Chocolate. Yeah, because
if you can find them anywhere, it'd be Amazon or eBay, bro. Like, they got everything.
Hey, you know who wouldn't find them?
Who?
Alf. He doesn't shop on Amazon. And yes, you can buy them for $51.
God damn!
For a 60 pack.
Oh.
That's not bad.
I mean, that's actually not bad. Because they usually sell them for $1 each, so.
Yeah.
God damn!
Wait. It's $60. Is it for the big ones or the little ones? Because the big ones, they charge $2 for them.
No. So they're $51.
Oh, so now we're lying.
Honestly, my boy, they look the same, dog.
Wait, what the fuck? Why is it blue?
What the fuck? What do you mean?
What do you mean? What's blue? Okay, look. So this comes with...
Nigga, that's a bundle of chocolates. What you mean blue?
No. Okay, you know what? This will really tell on which one's ass and which one's not. Because you know the more fire ones always have less, right?
No.
Yeah.
The more popular ones always have more. No, hell no. Yeah. When you get like a chips variety pack, they always got hella Cheetos.
Because they're fucking good.
Exactly.
No, that's wrong. No. When you get the variety pack, the ones that always have the most are the fucking ass Fritos.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. That variety pack that has the Doritos, Cheetos. Yeah, it's always the Fritos that have the most. They're always the last ones chilling.
Yeah, because nobody eats them. Let me see. Okay. I'm gonna look it up now.
Anyways, but continue to what you were saying, though, Johnny.
Okay, I'm gonna continue. I'm gonna continue. We can keep talking. Okay, so I was telling them that my nephews were selling chocolates and shit. And Alfie's like, "When? Like, why didn't you tell me?" I'm like, "Oh, because they only had like the fucking almond ones left." And he's like, "Nigga, those are the best ones." And I said, "Personally, I like caramel." And he said, "What'd you say, Alfie?"
I said, "You're continuing your fucking tradition of liking low tier candy,"
which I call cap because I feel like most people do like caramel.
Yeah, but not in that chocolate.
What are you talking? What? Yes,
the
I feel
caramel,
like that's the best selling one,
bro. That caramel flavor on that chocolate is fucking ass.
What? Nah.
Now, caramel and any other thing. I'm not gonna say any other thing. But in a lot of things, yes, niggas do fuck with it. But out of that pack, if I'm not mistaken, honestly, No. I could say they're equally bad, though. Because doesn't it have a dark chocolate?
Yeah.
I think I'd rather eat the dark chocolate over the caramel. But I think the caramel's weak as fuck.
The caramel's the best one. I guarantee you that's the one that sells out the fastest, too.
Okay, are we done here?
Okay, I'm done here. Now, I did say, I don't want you to look it up now when we were talking, but now is the time you can look it up. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Almond comes with 12. Wafer comes with 12.
Okay.
The WF Crisp comes with 12.
Okay.
Milk chocolate comes with 6. Dark chocolate comes with 6. Caramel. Does it come with 6 or does it come with 12?
4.
Comes with 12.
12?
12.
Oh, okay.
Damn, so that means they're equally as bad.
No. Yeah. No, because...
I'm surprised that the milk chocolate's only 6, though.
Low-key.
That's crazy.
Why is that crazy? That's
because I would think that would be like the...
The least popular one.
No.
Yes.
No, the milk chocolate is like the fucking it's like the cheeseburger in McDonald's. Everyone will fucking eat it. Everyone will get it for a cheap quick bite.
Yeah, but that's not what they want, bro. That's not what the people want in chocolate. They want a little filling. No, a little crisp, a little caramel. No fucking homo. No homo. But that's what they want. And I look something up and you're wrong. The variety pack, regular Cheetos, 7. Doritos, 7. What are the two most popular chip brands? Doritos and Cheetos.
Okay.
Okay. Cheeto Puffs, 5. Lay's, whatever, blah, 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 5. Other Lay's, 5. Ruffles, 4. Fritos, 4. And Cool Ranch, 5.
No way Fritos has 4.
Yep. And why are they always left? Because they're the worst ones. Even though they have the least amount in the whole package. Riddle me that, buddy. Riddle me that.
The caramel ones are still weak.
Look, here's another one. Cheetos and Doritos both have 5. Sun Chips, 3. Cool Ranch, 3. Puffs, 3. Lay's, 3. Pretzels, 3. Popcorn, 3. And it's like that across the board, bro. So you're telling me Fritos have had the most in the variety packs this whole time, huh?
Yeah.
The caramel one still sucks.
Someone hasn't been paying attention to the bags. Yes, fool. I told you, but you ain't want to listen. Okay, now Eric, look it up.
So wait.
I want a raw reaction.
What am I looking up real quick?
Look up
what is the most popular flavor.
What is the most popular flavor in the world's finest chocolates? I don't want to be wrong. I might be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Bro, you like low-tier candy. And you know you fucking do.
It's the most popular. I feel like it's the most popular one, bro. Like, I feel like everybody loves caramel.
Nah.
Am I tripping on that?
Yeah. And look,
we'll see, bro.
Look, chocolates, I think you're tripping.
We'll let the research do the talking. Eric, you ready for us?
Give me some big money.
Hold on. I'm looking it up right now, but it's coming up with Cadbury Dairy Milk right now.
I'm sick. The Cadbury eggs? I'm sick.
We need an unbiased researcher. Actually, Eric's very biased sometimes, but right now he's being a cool researcher.
No, he's not biased when it comes to candy.
No, he's not. That's why we're letting
him research. But y'all keep talking, though.
Oh, yeah. We going to keep talking.
So you're telling me... Yeah, okay.
Your
nephew was selling chocolate?
Yeah.
Did you buy some from him?
Yes.
You said, let me get the caramel one.
I think he had...
Sick.
I wanted the caramel... But he ain't have the caramel no more, so I just got whatever was left.
Let me find out you got the almond.
I'm not saying I don't like the almond. It's probably just on the bottom of my list. That's it.
Okay. So, popular flavors of the world's finest chocolate. WF Crisp, almond, and then caramel. Chocolate and then wafer.
Is that in order?
That's what it says right here.
That's the order?
Yup.
There's no way, bro. Oh my god, I'm sick right now.
Oh yeah!
I'm honestly sick to my stomach right now. I'm honestly sick.
But
oh
no, this has nothing to do with it. This is the
there's a
just butt. Just chocolate overall or sneakers?
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
So. Well, I have a real question. Who the fuck makes World Finest? Does Hershey make World Finest?
Doubt it.
Or is that like a standalone type beat?
The phrase "world's finest chocolate" refers to the company "World's Finest Chocolate," which makes chocolate bars and is widely known for its fundraising programs.
The fundraiser chocolate. Fuck.
I ain't believe you. So I had to look it up myself.
I had to.
No, because this thing will be liking to read what he wants to read sometimes. It says, hold on.
I'm just saying popular flavors of the world's finest chocolate brand.
The most popular world's finest chocolate varieties for fundraising are caramel and WF Crisp, often cited for their flavor and texture combination. While the brand also offers flavors like almond, dark chocolate, and wafer. So, which one's right, bro? We can't both be right.
I don't know. Mine just says popular flavors of the world's favorite or finest chocolate.
And this one says the most popular varieties for fundraising are caramel and WF Crisp.
What did you type in?
I typed in most popular.
Is caramel better?
No. Look. I can show you. Most popular world's finest chocolate.
And I put, what is the most popular chocolate in the world's finest chocolate?
Oh, you said he was a little more descriptive with that shit.
No, just because it has more words, nigga, doesn't mean it's more descriptive. That's like saying, oh, this was a better essay because it had a bunch of filler in it. Doesn't mean it's a better essay.
Hey, this isn't the double space, no fun.
Hey, bro, the investigation gets concluded with more clues.
What is the most popular chocolate in the world's finest chocolate?
Chocolate. World's most.
And then if we're looking at the AR review too, it also says the most popular flavors are often considered to be WF Crisp, almond, caramel, dark chocolate, and wafer.
So all of them?
No, because I didn't say
caramel is the third one.
It doesn't have an order. It doesn't specifically say ranking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in order. It just names them.
I don't know, my boy. I'm just reading.
Keywords, buddy. Keywords.
What? He didn't like that.
Wait. What'd you look up?
Okay, no. Here. How about this? Here's the numbers right here.
What is it?
Number one. Wait, WF Crisp.
Okay.
Number two, caramel.
Yeah, okay.
But it's not number one, though.
That's cool.
Oh, you can live with that? You
can live with that. I can live with Crisp being number one or wafer being number one.
Okay.
Wafer Crisp, yeah, that's fine. But caramel's number two, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to ever hear that as low tier. That's all I'm saying.
But this is also coming from Theo Johnny. Page, and this is the opinion. Is the world's finest chocolate really what it claims to be? And then right here, 1, 2, and 3.
Also, this is just somebody's opinion.
Wow,
it's looking like from Pablo Cruz. staff writer, rating the five flavors of the most popular chocolate bars in school.
School chocolate.
On here it says chocolate bars in school.
Wait, so, what? So you think that's a? So do you think that's a good ass hustle? I mean, it has to be, right? Because they've been doing fundraisers since NOM, well, right?
Okay, yes and no. Because if I can buy them for a dollar more on Amazon, is that really like a little side hustle?
But do you think that can you sell on Amazon, like eBay?
I believe so.
Can you?
I think. I don't know. No, I've never sold shit on.
Well, because I'm saying, is that just random people selling chocolate? No, okay. Or that's actually
don't
like.
Don't you have to have bulk or something?
Yeah, I think it's like one now. You have to have like bulk shit.
Oh.
So you can't just put something on there? Just because you have one little thing, you know?
Damn.
And look. The one on Amazon, the shipper / seller. World's finest chocolate.
Damn, that sucks. They only sell the variety pack. I don't want weak ass karma.
Nah, you're still crazy for that, bro. Whether it be number one or number two, it's still top two.
We can say top three.
It's top two.
By a staff writer's opinion.
No, by this AI overview.
This AI overview said that was three.
What does it? Where does it say number three? Because I can give you clear evidence that this says
number just because three. It doesn't have the number on there. It has a bulletin.
Exactly. The bulletin probably tells you what's good about it or why people like them. It probably doesn't tell you that it's number one, number two, number three. I can guarantee you that. And I can't even see from here.
Let me look at this other one then.
Let me show you this. It says, the most popular are Caramel and WF Crisp. While the brand also offers flavors like almond, dark chocolate, and wafer, the Crisp Rice and Caramel bars are frequently mentioned as top favorites among those who regularly purchase them. Why are we fighting about chocolate?
I had no idea. I have no idea.
That's why I like you guys, man. Y'all funny. Y'all funny for real. Y'all give me the time of day.
Okay, so on this one, I typed in which is the best seller.
Okay. Crisp?
I'm trying to read right now. The term world's finest chocolate can refer to a specific fundraising chocolate, yada yada yada.
My boy just had announced to you that he's searching it up.
Yeah, hey, he said yada yada yada.
Is a well-known fundraising organization that sells popular flavors like, okay, WF Crisp and Caramel and then almond. However, for a definite list of the best-selling or highest-rated chocolate taste, what the fuck? They just sent me to a link. Let me see the link. Oh, no, this shit sent me to different chocolate. Nah.
Yes.
Nah. All right, you know, we could just go with top two because Caramel was second one on the list, so we'll go with top two.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start a poll now. Yo, chat, let us know. What's the best flavor?
And then on this one, it says world's finest chocolate, parentheses, fundraising brand, best seller, including WF Crisp, dark chocolate, which I call cap, caramel, wafer, and almond.
That's like basically all flavors.
Yeah.
Besides, what the fuck's up with milk chocolate?
People don't be liking milk chocolate like that, bro.
Like, milk chocolate's good, but I feel like when you're buying, like, I don't know, bro.
Okay, besides this brand, what's your favorite chocolate? What do you think is the most favorite chocolate?
Snickers. Wait, the best or my, like the most, like the best
that, that you think that is that the best chocolate that you think that should be the best?
Personally, I say Twix. Who?
Twix?
Or it's between Twix or Symphony chocolate.
Symphony?
Yeah.
I never had a
Symphony. You never heard Symphony?
What's a Symphony?
Symphony is just...
It's a Hershey's bar, right? Like a...
Yeah, it's sorted on the way. I don't know. I think those ones are better.
What is it? Like almond, peanut?
I think they have caramel? All kinds. No, I caramel? Think they have peanut and milk chocolate, I think. I've only had the milk
what
chocolate.
What the fuck one. Is Symphony?
Is I that thought the it was purple a Hershey's brand. Isn't it the yellow wrapper? Like the light yellow, creamish wrapper?
Ayo.
No, did he?
It's this one right here.
Oh, with the red letters, right?
Blue letters.
The
ones that you will look at and be like, well, who the fuck gets this one? Yeah, these ones are pretty gas.
Holy shit, yes. I do look at this shit and say, who the fuck gets this? Wow. You like low tier candy.
Have you had it?
No.
Exactly. Go try it before
you speak. It is by Hershey's.
What is it?
Just go try it.
Just a more bougier Hershey's or what?
Yeah.
Let me see. Well, look at the top question. What makes a Symphony bar different? There are two kinds of Hershey Symphony milk chocolate bars. Have the same ingredient as classic Hershey's, but in different amounts, resulting in a creamier milk chocolate. Oh, so it's like a bougie Hershey's bar.
Oh, so you like creamier, huh?
Hey, no, dude. Why you gotta say it like that, though, nigga?
I'm literally asking you what it's saying on your chocolate.
Yeah, but yeah.
Hey, bro. I like milk chocolate. Hey, bro, you chose nigga. The chocolate, not me.
Go try it out, nigga. Go try it out before you speak.
I'm gonna try it, bro.
And then you can tell me if it's ass or not.
Okay, which one do you get? Oh, is there only one? No. Is it just almond and toffee?
No, there's extra creamy, milk chocolate, almond and toffee.
Which one do you get?
There's...
The extra creamy?
Yeah, I just get the blue one. Yeah, it's either the fucking creamy milk chocolate, nigga, or
which
the,
one do you get, nigga?
The one with the almonds, nigga, yeah. Because I think milk chocolate is just... It's just kind of plain. It's too plain.
So the almond and toffee.
Yeah.
So no extra creamy.
No creo.
He's just saying that for
just,
the
just
pod.
Go try it. Just go try it, dog.
I'm gonna go get one after the pod, bro.
Go to
you know, okay. You know what's a sleeper candy?
Let's fucking hear it.
Okay, I don't even want to say my favorite because I'm gonna get judged for it.
What is your favorite?
I think my favorite are the Caramello bars.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
No, okay. Nigga, I know which ones.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Look, the purple. It's the purple wrap with the gold lettering. They're like, you know, they're like, you can break the pieces off, and they're caramel chocolates.
Why can't I fucking find this shit?
I think it's a Cadbury chocolate. Those are.
These ones, dog?
Now don't look at me like...
These
ones? Yeah. No, bro, those are so fire.
They're good.
Alfie's just waiting.
But I swear no nigga be buying these
shit. I be buying those, nigga.
What the fuck?
Who the fuck buys them? Johnny.
Oh, I know. He loves...
He always gives me grief for that. And it's like...
Bro, he loves low-tier fucking candy. He loves that shit. I'm starting to think he does this shit on purpose.
We have a question for you, bro.
What's up?
Why you like giving me grief for things that I like? Nigga, if I like them, I like them.
Right. It's just so fucking random.
How's it random, bro? Just they're so, right there. Nigga, you got it. Hold on, nigga. Hold on. Because if you're not looking at hype or brand or marketing, and you go to a store without any bias, and you just try every single one, and that one is like, ooh, that's really good. But they're not super popular. Just because they're not super popular, Don't mean it's not good, bro.
Nigga, I know.
But why isn't it popular, though?
Maybe their marketing team isn't as good. I don't know.
Nigga.
Why is Snickers so popular?
See, Snickers is fucking gas.
They're good, but I don't think they're the best. I think they're good, but I think they're better when they're frozen.
Snickers are fucking gas.
They're good, but I don't even think it's a top five chocolate for me.
Yeah.
Nah, Snickers is fucking gas.
It's a top five for you?
I don't know. I'd have to really think about that. Twix, Crunch, Reese's.
You're not you when you're hungry. Eat a Snickers.
See? Yeah, fuck it. I would say
marketing Snickers. Genius, bro.
I would say Snickers is top five. Fuck it.
I don't think so. You know what?
What?
I'm gonna ask.
What are you gonna ask?
Guys, my wife just got here and we've been having a discussion. She's gonna be non-biased. I'm gonna ask her a question. Can I ask you a question? Okay, you know the world's finest chocolates, right? Yes. Okay, when they're fundraising, what do you think is the best flavor?
The best flavor?
Yeah.
To me or
in general? Both. In general? What do you think would be the most selling one?
Which ones are they?
You got the list?
There's Crisp, WF Crisp, Waffle Crisp, Caramel, Almond, Dark Chocolate, and then Milk Chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like for the general, I'd say maybe Milk Chocolate.
Milk Chocolate?
Or Caramel.
Or Caramel. What is your favorite?
Mine's the crisp.
Crisp? Yeah. There you have it. Thanks, babe. So the hers is okay, hers is the crisp.
The crisp is pretty good though.
Hers is the crisp, which is you say is the number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Good discussion. He wasn't pleased by it, though.
No, I was. It was a good answer. Now, I didn't even tell you my sleeper pick in chocolates, though.
All right, let's hear it.
100 grand. Underrated, bro.
See, I think 100 grand
underrated?
Is decent.
You it's like 100 decent. Grand. I'm surprised. I'm shocked, bro.
Look, 100 grand is good. The only reason I don't like 100 grand is that shit gets stuck in your teeth too much.
That's true. It's very sticky.
But... yeah, I guess I could say that's underrated. I like 100 grand.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Low tier.
No, that's not low tier.
That's not low tier?
Caramel. Caramelito. What is it called? Caramello?
Okay.
Caramello is low tier.
Okay, I've never seen anybody get Caramello besides me, but I've also never seen anybody get 100 grand.
That's kind of true.
So, I've seen plenty of people get Kit Kats, Twix, and Snickers.
Oh, I forgot about Kit Kat.
How can you forget about Kit Kat?
I feel like that'd be the most popular brand, bro. I feel like everybody gets Kit Kats. What's the second most popular? It had to be...
Wait, what? For chocolate?
Yeah.
I think it's like Reese's, isn't it?
Really? Oh, actually, yes. You're right.
I would think.
Oh, Hershey's.
Oh, yeah, huh? It would be Hershey's. Wait, but doesn't Hershey's make Reese's? Yeah, probably. They do, right? Is Hershey's more popular?
I think in terms of just chocolate, I think Hershey's is the most popular. But I think in terms of a chocolate bar, I don't even think it's... Maybe I don't think
so. I looked up popular chocolate bars in order.
Yeah.
Number one is Hershey's bar.
Whoa.
Number two is Kit Kat.
Or Snickers.
Three is Reese's peanut butter cups. I think that's valid. Fourth is Snickers and then Twix.
Whoa.
Wait, five is Twix?
Yeah.
That's a W.
That's a W?
I didn't even think Twix was going to make it.
Really? What other thing would go over it? The only thing I could think of that's probably more popular is Like a Babe Ruth or something?
No. So, no? That's low tier chocolate.
I don't think it's low tier, though. I feel like they sell pretty good.
No, that's low tier chocolate. It's Babe Ruth's and Three Musketeers.
Okay, yeah. So after the low tier chocolate, this is where it kind of gets like, what the fuck? So after Twix, it's Three Musketeers.
Babe Ruth.
No.
Milky Almond Way.
Joy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That shit nasty.
And then, yeah, it's all right.
Milky Way.
Butterfinger.
Oh, how did I forget about Butterfinger?
I fuck with Butterfingers.
Butterfingers are fire.
And then Milky Way and 100 grand.
Dang, no Babe Ruth in there, huh?
No, Babe Ruth is fucking low tier as fuck. Babe Ruth is a sleeper, though.
Yeah, I'm not seeing no Babe Ruth on this.
That's pretty good.
Because it goes 100 grand.
Babe Ruth is good.
Come, what the fuck is Ghirardelli?
You don't know what Ghirardelli is?
Nah. And then Turbolin, whatever. Then Dairy Milk, and then Dove, Heath Bar, Tony's Chocoloni.
Huh? Tony's what? Chuckaroni?
Chuckaroni, yeah.
Actually?
Yeah.
Chuckaroni?
Yeah.
Hard.
And then Cadbury Fruit and Nut. No homo. And then Crunch.
Damn, Crunch is all the way in the bottom.
Yo, hold on. Crunch is like top tier though, bro.
Crunch is good.
Hey, Nestle snapped with Crunch.
Crunch is good, but a lot of places don't sell Crunch.
What? You think
Crunch is low tier.
Crunch is good?
Crunch
but
is good.
But you gave me crap when I asked you for a Crunch from the
gas station. It's because I know they don't sell Crunch everywhere. Crunch is a low tier chocolate they don't sell everywhere.
Shout out Nestle.
Damn. Shout out my Twix. Number five.
Wait, you guys ever try those Dubai chocolates?
Yeah.
What did you guys think?
Overrated as fuck.
Overrated, yes.
But it wasn't terrible.
Would I put it in my top 10? No.
Would I pay $10 for it? No.
Fuck no.
Would I put it in my top 10? Yes. Would I pay that much for it? No.
Have you thought about making your own Dubai chocolate?
I'm too lazy.
Wait, you really fucked with it that much?
Yeah, it's really good. No, my boy. Look, the chocolate with the pistachio and the little crunch, whatever it is.
Just when I thought this motherfucker.
No, it's really good, bro. It's just way overpriced. Like, pistachio is just too expensive, bro.
Dude, like, it's good. It's good. But I'm not going to fucking tell you it's fucking incredible. That even if it was like $2, I'd get it.
I would.
Fuck no.
Tripping.
If it was $2, yeah, I would.
If it was $2, it'd like be in my top five.
Over any chocolate? No.
No, I'm not saying it'd be on my top five, though.
Nah.
I wouldn't put it in my top 10. But if I was like looking, you know, I got tired of like a chocolate, I'd be like, fuck you, no.
You wouldn't put it in your top 10?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Uh-uh.
You have 10 chocolates you like better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? I think I would rather put Mr. Beast chocolate over that.
No way, dude. Mr. Beast.
Hey, bro, just for that comment alone, bro, Mr. Beast is going to hook him up with a Tesla now. The Mr. Beast.
We heard your podcast, and now we're going to give you a free Tesla.
The Mr. Beast chocolate.
You know what I miss? The Mr. Beast outro. He don't do it no more.
The outro?
The Mr. Beast 3000. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Fucking saw on his old Instagram. I don't know if you ever followed him on Instagram.
I follow him right now.
Oh, but I don't know if you followed him back then.
Oh, no.
But back then it said... You follow, you get a cookie. So I followed him, right, on Instagram. I didn't get no cookie. So I messaged him.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, I followed you for this long. Where's my cookie at? Did I get a response? No.
Oh. That was very anticlimactic.
Johnny didn't follow him back then because back then he wasn't giving away money.
I mean. That is 90% true. The other 10%, I actually like his videos. So I heard he's a bad person, though. I don't know.
You know, I've been seeing some, like, clips that are saying that he's, like, yeah, a bad person. And do you guys watch Eric?
Who?
On YouTube? Eric.
Eric.
Eric?
Eric.
No, no, not Eric. Eric.
Eric?
Loki.
So, Eric. And Rack.
I like his sneaking in videos.
Y'all, did you see his Mr. Beast videos?
Yeah.
But like on there, like he showed like how he is with his fucking, his whole videos making and shit. Yeah. Like the homie Eric, he snuck into Mr. Beast videos to be one of the fucking shooters. Paintball shooters.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, you gotta do this. Like he was like really fucking precise on how everything was set up and shit. And yeah, I heard he's kind of a dick. But hey, anything for a free Tessie or, you know, a couple grand.
I mean, anything for some fire YouTube vids, honestly.
Shit, even for $1,000, shit.
Yo, Mr. Beast, please fund this podcast. Let us know.
Mr. Beast.
Well, shout out your chocolate every day.
Shout out to Mr. Beast Bar.
Okay, so you're in his videos, and he asks you, what's the best chocolate? You can say his?
Yes.
Hard.
He said yes.
Am I going to be lying? Yes.
They're going to put a clip of his fucking recording, of this recording. No.
Bro, it was so mid, honestly.
I haven't tried the new one.
The new one's gone better. It's better than the old one.
I just tried the old one.
No, try the new one. It's. I wouldn't say it's better than Hershey.
Like I want to try his no homo. I want to try his Reese's. His Fugazi Reese's.
I haven't tried that one. But they did just come out with the caramel, so maybe that's the one you should try.
Oh, caramel.
I'll try it.
I bet you that's the most popular one.
I hate you, nigga.
I don't know. He kept saying that a lot of people were asking for that one.
Well,
so maybe.
Yeah, this? They were asking for a fool?
Yeah, I think they were asking for a side of fucking 3K, too.
They were lying? All right, guys.
Mr. Beast, please.
Well, I think that's going to wrap it up, man. Just a light little episode. Not too crazy.
Wrap it up, dude.
All right, well, y'all happy Thanksgiving. Make sure you feast, but not too much.
Fucking grub.
Feast like grub. A beast.
Feast, but don't have too many leftovers, man.
Get a honey baked ham over a turkey.
Get a honey baked ham.
Wait, you said don't have leftovers?
Don't have too many leftovers where you gotta throw food away.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. Quick fucking side note. Personally, me, I fucking hate Thanksgiving leftovers. But
what?
I've heard that fucking niggas fuck with leftovers hard.
Facts. I mean, yeah, why the fuck are you gonna waste all that fucking food, dog?
Exactly.
I don't. Like, I have to eat it forcefully.
That honey baked ham ain't cheap.
I know. That's why I have to force myself to eat it. But it sucks.
Dog, donate to the charity, bro. Donate to the Schemer charity.
It's only good for the first day.
Donate to the Schemer charity, dog.
Honestly, I agree with Alf. Especially any kind of reheated poultry is just not good, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Why are you reheating ham?
Because I ain't going to eat that shit cold.
That shit's supposed to be cold. What the fuck?
Nah.
We leave our shit cold. Honey baked ham?
Ham isn't poultry, bro.
True.
No. That's why I said reheated poultry.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't ever get fucking turkey. Turkey kind of mid.
Turkey is mid. Turkey's mid when it's fresh. When it's leftover, it's disgusting.
Turkey's fire.
Turkey is fire when it's juicy. When it's not, that shit ass.
I think turkey's mid regardless, bro.
No. Yes. Hell no. My mom's turkey, that shit slaps.
I don't know. I just don't like turkey, bro. It's overrated chicken.
Now, don't get me wrong. The next day, nasty. Everything sucks the next day. But the day of, though, that turkey slaps.
Man, okay. My mind works weird. Let me ask you another side note to the side note. Okay. Turkey leg is big, right? and then you have like a chicken wing. It's normal sized. But when we go to our local bar, the City Club, the wings are tiny. Are those pigeon wings?
No, they're natural wings. They're natural. No the, additives.
Are they? So they're natural chicken wings? Or they're
pigeon wings? That's what I heard. I don't know.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. It probably isn't chicken.
You don't think it's chicken? I don't think it's chicken, bro.
To be honest. I think it's either like- it's not chicken or it's fucking... I don't know. It's probably some
fake ass chicken.
Hold on, because it doesn't say fried chicken wings, does it? It just says fried wings. No, it just says.
Does it? I thought it just
said. I don't know. Wings, I have no clue.
I don't know.
But to be honest with you, yeah, probably it's not
chicken.
It's not chicken.
Okay.
Is a hen considered a chicken?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a hen. Or maybe it's like, I don't know, baby chicken. I don't know. Honestly, if they told us that it was like a fucking pigeon or something, I'd believe that shit.
I mean, I believe it. That's what I
think. Honestly, yeah.
I still eat it. They're fire.
Yeah, me too.
Shit.
But I believe it.
Anyways, we're going to wrap it up now.
Wrap it up, then.
All right, we all be safe, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Early Birds Podcast.
Yeah. Peace out. Peace out.